Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Eye Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Compassionate Friends, Jane Negro. Jane, how are you?
Great.
Glad to have you on the show with us. Now, before we get started about the walk on Saturday, tell us about the Compassionate Friends. What is that organization about?
Well, the Compassionate Friends is it's actually a national organization that started about 60 years ago when two sets of parents who'd lost their children sat around a kitchen table and talked to each other.
Oh.
And it has grown since then. And our local chapter, we started probably, I think, in 2014. And we meet every month, and parents have the opportunity. We do activities, but parents have the opportunity to sit and talk. And as we go through this journey of grief that we've all been blessed with, and it's just none of us are professional counselors, but we have the opportunity to talk and find out that a lot of times people feel like you're going crazy when this happens, and it's kind of to comfort each other and share that the journey's pretty much the same for everybody, although everybody does it at their own time.
Sure. And now, you guys, as you mentioned, you meet every month, but you also have some bigger events like the one that's taking place Saturday. You're putting on your sixth annual Walk to Remember.
Yep. We do three community events every year, and this one is our middle one, and it is the Walk to Remember, and it's just the opportunity to get together, and you walk in honor or memory of your child or grandchild or sibling, and actually, for the community events, we open it up to anybody that's going through grief is welcome to walk with us.
Very nice. Well, tell us what happens on Saturday. What time does it get started?
Registration is at 10:30, and it starts at 11 o'clock at Marks Park, which is on the corner of U.S. 23 and River Road, and right by the old Oscoda L. And they'll meet there and walk down to the Oscoda Beach and out on the pier. And to quote one of our co-chairs, it's not how far you walk, it's just the opportunity to walk and join friends and family who care about that important person that you've lost in your life.
Yeah, I know. So meet out there. Now, is there a cost for this, or just come on out?
You can just come on out. It's a suggested $5 donation, and we use those donations then for our butterfly release, which is in June, and our worldwide candle lighting, which is in December. And those are our three big community events.
All right. The sixth annual Walk to Remember is this Saturday again at Marks Park there in Oscoda, and we'll dress for the weather, but come on out and walk as much as you can, I would imagine, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. Now, if they want more information about the walk or about the Compassionate Friends, Jane, how do they get more information on this?
We do have a Facebook page, the Compassionate Friends of the Oscoda area, and they are welcome to visit our website, which is www.tcf-oscoda.org, or email us. And we get back to people. And actually, if you message us from our Facebook page, that's probably the easiest way for people from the outside to get a hold of us.
Sure.
And another thing that's kind of new at Marks Park this year is we just put in memory bricks.
Oh, okay.
And people have the opportunity still to buy a memory brick from us. And so there's way more information about that as well. And if they come to the walk, they'll get to see the bricks that have already been engraved. And that is also open to anybody who has lost a child or a grandchild or a sibling.
Very nice. The Compassionate Friends 6th Annual Walk to Remember is this Saturday. Registration at 10:30. The walk begins at 11 a.m. And that, again, taking place at Marks Park there in Oscoda. Jane Negro from the Compassionate Friends. Jane, always a pleasure, and we'll look forward to talking to you in December when you get ready for the candlelight vigil.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.